Biz Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you and welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, the consumer price index for July is up to 3.5%, and Chris Hutton for the Center for Risk Analysis talks about the country's unemployment crisis. The economist Valdo Krichel talks about the export support package in reaction to the 30% USA trade tariffs. In international business news, we take a closer look at the USA economy. In investment news, Harmony Gold has secured regulatory approval to acquire Mac Copper. And we talk to leadership coach and strategist at the business leadership program ABL on how entrepreneurs and business owners should really lead their businesses.
A look now at local business news.
South Africa's annual consumer inflation rose to 3.5% in July, up from 3% in June. Prices increased 0.9% month on month. The biggest drivers were food and non-alcoholic beverages, up 5.7%, and housing and utilities, up 4.3%, each contributing 1 percentage point to the overall rate. Goods inflation climbed to 3.2%, while services inflation eased slightly to 3.6%. President Ramaphosa recently described South Africa's economy as in a state of emergency, a view reinforced by new unemployment figures. The unemployment rate to 33.2% in the second quarter. We asked Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis what these unemployment figures say about South Africa's economy.
The unemployment figures indicate that South Africa's economy finds itself still in a very difficult position. We have not yet seen things ticking in terms of growth, investment or business confidence. That means that the unemployment situation will remain quite high. That's also in the context of global factors, such as the continued trade uncertainty caused from the US in terms of US President Donald Trump's tariff and trade policies.
And new data from Bankserve Africa shows fewer South Africans are earning above 40,000 rand a month, pointing to job losses among higher income groups. Average take-home pay slipped 1.1% in July to 17,144, down nearly 7% since January. Jobs are now in lower salary brackets, explaining the weaker average. We now have the president of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Valdo Krichel, on the line with us. Valdo, how much does the export support package in reaction to the 30% USA trade tariffs really give?
So far, the assistance package for exporters has not been financial support. The Minister of Finance has not said anything, and the plans are coming from international relations as well as trade, industry and competition. One part of the plan is a help desk where exporters can get assistance in finding new markets. So far, 23 companies have been helped and another 54 have made contact. Finding new markets is a difficult exercise, and most people in the industry will say that it involves time and cost. China is a big market, but South Africa does not have a comprehensive trade agreement with the Chinese. Our exports to them are mostly minerals, and they are not very interested in our cars. Minister Steenhuisen did, however, announce that South African peaches, apricots, and plums can be exported there next season. India is also a big market, and at least we have a free trade agreement. But they impose an average tariff of 24% on our exports. To Brazil, we mostly export coal and aluminum, and to Russia, oranges. We actually export quite a lot to other African countries, but it's mostly the SADC countries. The other leg of the assistance package is a so-called block exemption from competition requirements. This allows competitor exporters to cooperate solely for export markets. For example, joint export infrastructure, sharing transportation costs, sharing market and regulatory information, joint marketing, and coordinating export protocols. What is not clear is whether this will help to keep their doors open at all. Only time will tell whether cooperation will help to reduce the costs of getting exports into the US.
Thanks very much, Professor Valdo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
S&P Global has reaffirmed the United States AA+ credit rating. It says revenue from President Donald Trump's tariffs will help offset the costs of his tax cut and spending bill. The U.S. collected $21 billion more in customs duties in July, though the budget deficit still rose nearly 20% to $291 billion. S&P expects the deficit to decline in coming years and kept the outlook stable, despite Moody's recent downgrade citing rising debt. U.S. inflation data for July showed mixed signals. The consumer price index rose 0.2% monthly and 2.7% annually, slightly below forecast. What does this mean for the U.S. economy? Chris Hutting tells us more.
The latest inflation data figures for the U.S. in terms of CPI, but also producer price inflation, haven't been as high as some had expected, but they are ticking upwards, which could indicate inflation and higher prices are coming down the line for U.S. consumers and U.S. businesses, partly as a consequence of President Trump's trade policies and tariffs. It will need to be seen whether this will remain the case long term or whether it's going to be a momentary blip that would make it easier for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
Harmony Gold has secured regulatory approval to acquire Australian mining company MAC Copper for about 18 billion rand. The deal announced in March involves Harmony's Australian subsidiary purchasing MAC Copper, which owns the CSA copper mine in New South Wales. The mine produced 41,000 tons of copper last year and is seen as a strong fit for Harmony's strategy to expand into copper alongside gold. Final shareholder and court approvals are expected later this month. Before we say goodbye, we're joined today by the leadership coach and strategist at the Business Leadership Program, ABL, Sally Palmer. In a world where founders and CEOs are burning out from chasing success in their own business, Acumen for Business Leaders is calling on African business leaders to rethink how they lead, not by doing more, but by leading better. In the powerful article titled From Working Hard to Getting Results, The Leadership Shift We All Have to Make, Palmer unpacks the universal struggle faced by entrepreneurs, the trap of becoming the engine of their business rather than the architect of its future. Sally, you emphasize a crucial shift from being an operator to becoming an architect of your business. What are the main challenges African entrepreneurs face when making this transition, and how does ABL support them through it?
So the main thing we see with African entrepreneurs is people start businesses with a big dream or out of sheer necessity. In Africa, because of the uncertainty and because of the difficulty in getting funding and all of that, entrepreneurs learn how to do a lot of stuff themselves. And the big challenge we see is that people end up burning themselves out, doing everything in their business, operating the business per se, and lose the ability to lead the business and look long term. And what the ABLE program does is it takes people through a structured framework just to broaden their perspective and pull them out of the business so that they understand what they want, where they're going, and then all the steps they need to take to get there so that they become more of an architect and start to become less of an operator.
You suggest that the problem isn't productivity, but leadership. Can you explain what specific leadership issues are holding African founders back from scaling and how redefining leadership can change that?
So the big thing here is the transition from I can do everything as a leader. I'm the best at everything. I can do it faster, quicker, and better and cheaper than anyone else. Towards understanding that if the business is reliant on you, then it's not a business, it's a job. So when we're trying to shift from operator to architect, the change happens when we realize as leaders that we have to learn to build a team around us. We can't do everything ourselves. There's only 24 hours in a day, and we need to sleep, and we need to stay alive and be with our families. And that's where if we're doing more as a leader, we're not actually leading, we're working. And that's the big shift we want to make, is transitioning from being a worker who does everything and being highly productive with long to-do lists towards focusing more on the game changers, thinking long term, thinking about the big levers we want to push and pull. And that is that is one of the biggest challenges that African leaders face, I believe.
And that was the leadership coach and strategist at the Business Leadership Program, ABL, Sally Palmer. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on Biz Scoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of Biz Scoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.